This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Military-aged men have joined an exodus from Russia on the second full day of partial military mobilizations. They filled planes and caused traffic jams at land borders in desperate bids to avoid being rounded up to fight in Ukraine. A traffic jam of about 10 kilometers or 6 miles formed in a road in southern Russia, leading to the land border with Georgia. That's according to Yandex Maps, a Russian online map service. The lines of cars at the border with Kazakhstan were so long that some people abandoned their vehicles and headed to the border on foot. Meanwhile, dozens of flights out of Russia carried men to Turkey, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Serbia, among other destinations. A Kremlin-orchestrated referendum got underway on Friday in occupied regions of Ukraine and that sought to make them part of Russia, with some officials carrying ballots to apartment blocks accompanied by gun-toting police. Kyiv and the West condemned it as a rigged election whose results was preordained by Moscow. Meanwhile, in a grim reminder of the brutality of the seven-month-old invasion, UN experts and Ukrainian officials pointed to a new evidence of Russian war crimes. Kharkiv region officials said that a mass burial site had at least in the eastern city held hundreds of bodies, including at least 30 displaying signs of some form of torture. And the referendum in its Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-occupied Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions were widely seen as a prelude to Moscow annexing those regions. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's leader has announced the city would no longer require incoming travelers to quarantine in designated hospitals. The city is also trying to remain competitive and open and globally after nearly 2 years. The city's chief executive, John Lee, at a news conference Friday said incoming travelers also will no longer need a negative PCR test within a 48-hour period before boarding a plane to Hong Kong. Instead, they will need to present a negative result from a rapid antigen test conducted within 24 hours before their flight. The measures are expected to go into effect Monday. Lee said that there must be a balance between COVID-19 risk and actual economic growth. The tide of international opinion appears to be decisively shifting against Russia, as a number of non-aligned countries are joining the United States and its allies in condemning Moscow's war in Ukraine and its threats to the principles of the international rules-based order. Western officials have repeatedly said that Russia has become isolated since invading Ukraine in February. Until recently, though, that was largely wishful thinking. But on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, much of the international community spoke out against the conflict in a rare display of unity at the often fractured United Nations. The tide had already appeared to be turning against the Russian President Vladimir Putin even before Thursday's UN speeches. Chinese and Indian leaders had been critical of the war at a high-level summit last week in Uzbekistan, and then the UN General Assembly disregarded Russia's objections and voted overwhelmingly to allow the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to be the only leader to address the body remotely instead of requiring him to appear in person. Iranian counter-protesters have now rallied across the country in a show of support for authorities after nearly a week of anti-government protests and unrest. Thousands attended a rally in Tehran where they waved Iranian flags, and similar demonstrations were held in other cities. Authorities claim that rallies are spontaneous. State TV, meanwhile, suggested late on Friday that the death toll from this week's protest and clashes with security forces sparked by the death of a young woman being held by the morality police could be seen as a high as 35. It's the most severe unrest in years, and internet access has been disrupted for days. Many of the protesters are calling for the fall of the Islamic Republic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.